Life had never given a single damn about what I was comfortable with anyway, so why should it start now? I would do anything for Kara, so I swallow, tentatively approaching. I must have spent too long dithering, because Angurus grabs me by the waist and yanks me towards him, throwing me into his lap where I land with a quiet moan. I have to shuffle a little to get comfortable, and as I move, something hard pokes me in the lower back. Did he have a dagger in his pocket? I shift again and realise that isn't a dagger at all. His body is responding to mine. I should be offended, but instead, much to my dismay, I feel aroused. I loathe to admit my attraction to his elven form, but it's there, bubbling under the surface. My head is spinning. His words are like honey, like a balm, and I lap them up. He would really do anything for me? I don't understand why. Aren't you hungry? I ask, changing the subject and turning my attention to his empty plate. You haven't touched any of the food?
Yes, I am hungry,
he says, moving his fingers a little closer to my wet folds.
I hunger very much.
You should eat then, I say, urging his plate towards him.
I hunger,
he says, shifting his fingers so his pinky dips into my centre.
But not for food.
With those words, he spins me around in his lap, claiming my mouth with a passionate, wet kiss. It leaves my toes curling and a fire in my belly as his mouth presses to mine. I drag him closer by the collar of his robes, desire zinging through me at full speed. Yes, I moan, his tongue invading my mouth. He takes what he wants without asking, tangling his tongue around mine, sucking my bottom lip between his, and biting down gently. The heat of his skin envelops me, warming me from the inside out. His hands move to cut my cheeks, angling my mouth so his tongue can access deeper inside of me, so he can fully invade me. It feels like he's claiming me as his with this kiss.